This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
To turn us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Hello, and welcome to the Home Talk USA radio program. Right here on the King's Broadcasting Network with the Professor of Theology and Doctor of Common Sense. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Air King, one of the manufacturers of indoor air quality technology, ventilation systems and range hoods, and the 2012-13 Energy Star Partner of the Year for Protecting the Environment, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yaddy! Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. A fully licensed, tested contractor with all general knowledge when it comes to home improvements and new construction. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm going to be live here for the next 3 hours. That's right, taking your calls, answering your emails. I'm going to be talking to some of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. Education, information, that's what it's all about. Giving you the information you need so you can make a very, very intelligent decision when it comes to your home improvement, home construction projects. Hey, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. All right, we're going to begin this hour. We're going to be talking to Mr. David Rogge. He's with a company called American Ground Screw. We're going to learn about these construction ground screws, the features and benefits. He's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. David, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. I love it, the Raging Cajun.
Hey, Dave,
what? History.
Well, that's right. Hey, I can't have a show without you guys because y'all provide the education and the topics I need. But, David, where are you located? Where you live?
I'm in Iowa City, Iowa.
What's happening over there before we get into the American Ground Screw product? Just give us an update on the coronavirus, what's happening in your community, how bad you was hit. Are you coming back, or are you still, maybe on home confinement? What's happening over there?
Well, we're currently limited. Let's put it that way. We're limited. So,
okay.
We've had a bunch of people. We have the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. They're known for the wave and football, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they just recently had a bunch of people got sick there. From contact one sort or another, but they think that they were actually, it was a contact out in the, away from the workplace. It didn't actually happen in the hospital. But I don't know, there's like 50 of them that got sick.
Wow.
Just recently. So, yeah.
All right.
But we're on kind of a partial lockdown, you know, not a lot of people are sick here.
Prevention.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Governor's talking about opening the state back up, so that's all I'm hoping for.
Well, that's good news. Yes, it's going to happen a lot faster than what we think. But, let's take care of business. It's called the American Ground Screws, the company. But for what types of applications do you actually use your ground screws? And please explain what a ground screw actually is. It's like a little piling, but not a piling. Explain what it is.
I always explain it as a deck screw that's hollow, and you can either get it with a top that you would, you know, bolt something to, or you can do an open top so you can stick things into it. you can imagine a deck screw that's somewhere between 20 inches and 15 feet tall, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
looks exactly like a deck screw would.
Right.
It's really big.
And and that's what gives you your foundational value, right? Integrity, right?
That is correct. So
yeah.
I try to explain it this way. A lot of people know about pilings. So you hammer a I-beam or an H-pile into the ground, and the competition is a ground screw. So if you can imagine the difference, if you put a screw and a nail into a board, which one's easier to pull out of the ground or out of the board?
Gotcha.
The screw holds.
Makes
that.
Sense.
So,
yep. Yeah. Now, what are your biggest markets, though?
Right now, by volume, it's solar. Solar is more of a mature market. People have been doing screws for solar applications for quite a while. So that is what I would say would be number one. Number two is construction. We recently got our ESR number, which puts us into the building code. So we're the first company in the United States to get into the building code, and we're pretty proud of that. But our ESR number is 4226. So if you like, go to your local county and say, "Hey, let's open the book up, and I want to go with these screws. They're ESR 4226."
Wow, which is huge. Yeah, which is huge. Yeah, yeah.
So construction is wide open now.
Yeah. Now, okay, if I'm listening to the show, this is a national show, and obviously down in the South, our soil is a lot more, soft because of the swamping area. That's why a lot of, construction buildings, foundations have to be built with pilings, because of the soil itself. But how do I know? Let me ask the question this way. First of all, how do you know or whether or not the American ground screws are approved in my area? And I guess you just maybe answer that question and say, well, we can't do individual market areas, but if you go to the building code, it is approved construction. Am I going down the right road here, or maybe there's something else that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, in every county, every jurisdiction is different. So some people, if you live in the city, you'll have a city code. Some people have a county regulatory agency that covers the code. Some counties don't have anything. And most places are covered by the building, International Building Code, which international only means it's in the United States. But, so that International Building Code covers the majority of counties and municipalities in the United States. So
yeah.
We're in there.
Great.
And from that, how closely they follow all the rules and regulations that are laid out in it is up to the county official or city official.
And usually when you're building construction, your civil engineer, your engineer can fill you in, or they would know what the codes are, once that, then they can put it into your architectural plans. But it would pretty much, you would have to start with your engineering report or
right.
Engineering approval, I assume.
Right. And that building code approval, that ESR number, does have in it the load data that we had run by an independent contractor that tells you this is how much load you can put on this screw at this depth, this diameter. All that stuff is in there.
Well, Dave, hold on that. Yeah. Dave, we got to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking to David Rogge. He's with American Ground Screw. We're talking about ground screws, features and benefits, and what is a ground screw, what it can be used for. So stay tuned if you want to know a little bit about foundation, structural alternatives, instead of saying using pilings, which you're more familiar with. Ground screws are getting very popular. And so we're going to step away. Please visit our website at hometalkusa.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Welcome.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. We're talking to Mr. David Rogge. He is with American Ground Screw. We're learning a little bit about ground screws and some benefits and features. And But before the break, though, David, you was explaining a little bit about applications and specifically the international, well, the building code, ESR number, which is so important for whether or not you meet code and can be used in certain areas. But I guess I want to know, because you mentioned in the beginning of the show, you have different sizes that are for different types of constructions. There's a difference between, say, laying down a deck and laying down a whole building. So how do I determine which size and, I don't know, what type of ground screw I really need, David?
Well, that's part of what I was saying right before break. So in the ESR, it actually gives the load values that you can either design around them, around the screw itself, or you can take your design and you can go in and say, oh, it's going to take four because they each hold this amount of weight. It's very similar to what you would normally do if you were putting a concrete piling in.
Okay, yeah, all right. So that really helps. Well, let me ask you this also. Do you have an engineer on staff, though, that can help?
We do not. We do not, and the reason that we don't is because we want to make sure that any of the data that we have that we give people comes from an independent source. We don't want it to appear as though we're padding the numbers, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
I got you. Because the manufacturers tend to put out certain information that benefits them. They're not going to put any derogatory information, and you don't want to get caught.
You know. That is very right.
Yeah, I got my producer. Don't mention it, King, because we don't want to get sued. But my wife just brought up something I saw on TV, and you know, when I did the research, it says, well, there's nothing to validate that information, only the validation from the manufacturer. I said, oh, here we go. I love
That's
it.
Right.
I love this
That's
country.
Right. Well, all the stuff that we, all the data that we have came from an independent source.
I got you.
Actually, CTL Thompson was the name of the company out in Colorado. So.
Wow. Now, what can I attach the screw to? Anything?
You can attach anything to it.
Yeah.
So we have companies that are building floating slabs on it down in San Antonio, Texas. So they basically are pouring a concrete pad around the top of the screw. And then we also have a series of flanges that insert down inside of the open top screw. And you can put your 4x4s up off of them, your 6x6s. You can run, you know, a 3-inch beam or whatever your selection is. We also have a bunch of flat flanges that can be inserted in. And they all have different configurations on the top.
Yeah.
So it's very versatile, very versatile.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. But what makes the screws different from other companies, though? Because I've seen different type of ground screws.
Right, and there is a difference between a ground screw and a helical pile. So a helical pile looks like a fan blade on the bottom of a long pole. So that's a different product. We actually sell those also, but that's a different product from the screw. Our screws are different from other people's screws just simply based on quality. You know, we have ISO 9001 facilities. We have several CE. I think there's 24 CE marked screws that we sell into Europe. And then this, of course, there's always another layer of complication and quality when you tell tack on another thing, like getting through the ICC approval to get into the building code.
Yeah. Hey, this is a question I want to ask, though. I'm just thinking, what about frost? What about how does frost really affect the use of ground screws, though?
That's a great question. So frost, as you – well, you don't know anything about frost.
You'd be shocked.
You get north of the Mason-Dixon line, and you run into frost. So frost actually grabs a hold of things and lifts them up out of the ground. Here in Iowa City, we had a multi-million-dollar building that they didn't get sealed up soon enough before the frost hit, and it completely lifted the entire building. And this was a pretty good-sized building, you know, six-story building. So frost has grabs a hold of things and pulls it up out of the ground as it expands. As the frost goes deeper, it lifts things. So what we use as our recommendation, ground screws, is if you can get two-thirds of the thread, imagine this big deck screw, two-thirds of the threading below the frost level, it will hold it in place when the frost is going up and down. So that's the general rule that we use.
Now, what about utilities? Do you need to have the utilities mark?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
absolutely.
I figured.
So, yeah, you know, and screws are much less apt to hit a utility because of their smaller diameter than, say, putting a 12-inch sauna tube in and filling it with concrete. You have to dig a big hole. So, you know, the screw is smaller. But the other thing about screws is if you drill this screw into the ground and it hits a line, say a water line or an electric line, it will literally follow the threads and just push it out to the sides rather than puncturing it. And it works the same way in roots. I mean, if you get on our YouTube site and you look at the install that we did there, I actually said, hey, this thing works great in roots. Let's go out in the woods and install a screw into, you know, into the trees and show that you don't have to tear all the trees down. You can just put a screw in.
Hey, Dave, we're out of time, my friend. Man, I had so many questions to ask you, but we're just so limited. But, hey, give us that website. How can we learn more about your company, the American Ground Screw Company?
www.americangroundscrew.com.
Say it one more time.
americangroundscrew.com.
Great. Thank you, David Rogge. Thank you for being our guest, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. That was David Rogge with American Ground Screw. All right. We're going to step away. Got to take care of some business. We're going to come back with another guest, another topic right here with the number one most listened to and downloaded home improvement show. This is HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Contractor. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mother Nature wanted to make an impression on Mother's Day weekend in what could be a once-in-a-generation May snowstorm poised to drop snow across portions of the Northeast and New England. Snow has already begun in some areas of the Northeast, spreading into New England with snowfall rates that could be heavy at times. And the big cities along the I-95 corridor will see rain with an outside chance of wet snowflakes through Sunday afternoon. Across the interior Northeast and New England, snowfall totals could range from a dusting to 4 inches, with locally higher amounts of 6 to 8 inches, and isolated totals over a foot. The storm could intensify quickly enough to become a bomb cyclone by later tonight. The definition of a bomb cyclone is a storm that drops 24 millibars in 24 hours over a certain area. And then there's the widespread cold, courtesy of the polar vortex. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we invite all my Home Talk USA radio listeners to tune in and maybe watch our television show. You can access our network through HometalkTV.com. We have about 59 episodes sitting there for you to view, some past episodes, 3 seasons. We were getting ready to tape season 4, matter of fact, next week. But as you know, with the coronavirus situation, everything has been delayed. Right now we're looking to start taping in June. But hey, if you visit our website or even check out our Facebook page, just type in Home Talk USA Facebook and you can, we keep our Facebook page kind of up to date with our website. So, we're excited to start filming season 4, and we're entering a good time. And for those of you who sent some emails to us and said, hey, I actually heard the radio podcast and watched the television show, and you happen to be on at the same time. That's right. We do 3 hours of radio here on this network, but the first 30 minutes our radio show and TV show is simulcast together. And as always, Home Talk is a national show, and we're in a majority of cities. But if we're not in your city, no problem. Just go to our website. You can download the app. We're always streaming at HometalkUSA.com. So you can always listen to or watch the very best in home improvement information and education. Well, our next guest is Jim Newhouse. He is with the Door Stud. We're going to learn a little bit about the Door Stud. He's on the line right now. Mr. Jim, how you doing, my buddy?
Really good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Jim, where are you located? Where do you live?
Beautiful Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Is it starting to snow up there yet?
It snowed and melted yesterday, actually.
Wow. I was talking to some my sponsors in Michigan and couldn't believe it. He was live on the air, and, I'm looking out in the window, and it starts snowing. I said, well, it's snowing in almost in May. I said, wow. So, what's happening with the coronavirus up there before we get into the door stuff? Can you give me an update? What's happening in your area?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it made a wave, from the East Coast to the West Coast and hit some hot pockets. I would say our state or the region, the tri-state area, which would be Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, have not been as affected. We are affected. I mean, there are pockets down in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There was a meatpacking plant that everyone had the virus and had to be sent home. So there's instances like that. I think there's one in Grand Forks too, but by and large, the percent of the population here that's been infected, tested, and found infected have been a bit smaller than the general population as a percentage, and our deaths are down too. So we are affected, just not as much. And
all right.
I would say everyone's taking it very seriously, you know, so that's a good thing. Social distancing and staying home and things like that. So I'd say the same as about everywhere.
Well, Jim, thank you for the update. But, hey, I had a chance to run across you at the last trade show, and that's what was great. So let's talk about the Door Stud. I mean, what is your background first with doors and your background?
So I'm a designer, I guess by heart and by talent. I went to school for industrial design engineering, manufacturing engineering, and have been in the construction industry either in manufacturing or home-related trades my whole career. It all began with my grandpa when I was a little kid. He used to do a lot of post-carpentry work. He was a carpenter, tradesman. And I used to ride around with him. And so I got involved with every little thing that he would do, whether it be a remodeling job, new construction, or just a small project. And so we did a lot of door replacements. And so I got to help hold the doors for him. And while he did mortising or did a lock set or just took a slab off and put a slab on or did a pre-hung. So that was my first exposure to doors. And then, you know, as I graduated from college and went to work, I worked for a window company as a design engineer and then a couple of different door companies. Decided to, when my kids graduated from high school and went to college, had a bit more free time. So I started to hang doors again, for fun. And so, that's when I got into the door stud idea. I had an idea quite a few years ago that I never acted on, so that was an opportunity to act on it.
Wow. Your background and my background is similar, but if you took out hanging doors and put laying brick, my grandfather was a masonry. And I vowed, I said, after a couple of summers of that, I said, man, I want to learn how to build these things and not learn how to mix the concrete because that is tough.
Exactly.
And then, I was the one that had to hand mix the dye. That even made it worse. So, kind of the same background, learning the industry through doing as a young man, you know, helping grandpa out, you know.
Exactly.
But, what is the door stud, though? And I understand you also invented it, right?
I did. Yeah, so it's a hand.
Well, hold on that thought. Hey, hold on that thought right there, Jim. I apologize. There's the music. Sometimes I lose track of time. Hold on. We're going to come right back. And what I'm going to do is re-ask the question. You're not going to have time enough to answer it. But we are talking with our friend Jim Newhouse. He is with the Door Stud. We're going to learn about his door hanging product. Right here on Home Talk USA. So don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Please check out our television website at HometalkTV.com. You can send us any emails, tweets, Facebook, any questions. We do from time to time. We have time permitting, read and answer your questions. So please send them. But we're going to take a short break. I'm the Cajun Contractor. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back. I'm the Cajun. Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We're talking to Jim Newhouse. He is with the Door Stud. He is our guest today. Learning a little bit about this technology he was the inventor of to help your doors, hanging them doors. He's got a better way of doing it. He's the inventor. Jim, before the break, though, I basically ask you, why do you invent it? What's different? I mean, what is the Door Stud?
The Door Stud is a hands-free door installation tool. It's meant for residential or commercial products, whether it's an 1 3/8, 1 3/4, or 2 1/4. It's basically, I created it because I was by myself, and as you're aware, if you take a door off or put a door on, either just on the hinges or if you're going to replace the entire slab or do a pre-hung, you typically ask your wife or someone close by to help you line up the hinge pockets to put the pin back in or start that first screw or align and square the slab or the pre-hung in the rough opening, shimming or whatever. So it's usually a two-person job. And so I created it so it could be me by myself, one-person job. The original idea I had in my mind was a caddy for golf clubs. You know, it's something to hold the clubs for you while you pull and swing. I wasn't a golfer, but so if you think of that concept and you think of holding the door, it does a number of things. It helps your back, helps your knuckles, and anybody else helping you from being strained or bumped or cut. It also helps the door itself from being damaged or injured in installation or while it's waiting. A lot of people lean doors against the wall, and then it ends up marring the paint, so you have to come back and fix the paint job. It could get paint on the door. You could, you know, stub the heel or toe of the door and remove veneer or chip out the edge so it needs to be repaired. So it was meant to be something to help the installer and to protect all involved, walls, doors, and people. And now with the COVID situation, it lines right up because you can work alone. It's quite sanitary because it's just you. So that was the original purpose, independent installation.
Yeah, you made a good point. Prior you inventing the door stub, ordinarily you would have to have at least two people to hang a door. And usually you would use a helper or, a frame. A carpenter would use a helper just to hold it, you know, but you still need two people till the door stud was invented. So now, as you said, the biggest benefit, you can hang doors by yourself now. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it also takes some of the skill required on the install. So you can lay a level across both of the flanges that hold the door up, which squares it up to the opening. You're kind of reversing the installation, so you're installing the door off the squareness and levelness of the product and not the rough opening.
Wow.
So it really aids the installer in a number of different ways. So someone less skilled could install the door consistently every time.
Wow, and that's a good point. I didn't realize that. Not only was it developed and invented by you to save on labor, and you can hang a door yourself, but you kind of make it easy for maybe a novice or somebody that's not, say, a professional remodeler or door that hangs doors can actually do it just by limited knowledge by direction from you, either by video or your website or and how to, or just something explaining how to use your door stud product, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, what types of doors can the door stud actually hold, though?
It'll hold any type of door that's currently manufactured. So your residential interior doors are 1 3/8 typically on a normal dwelling. A higher end one sometimes have thicker and larger doors, and those can go up to 1¾ inches or even 2¼. And they, in the U.S. anyway, they come in those thicknesses. In terms of width, you know, you can go any width and height. And, you know, the capacity of the stud is for the residential standard product.
All right.
We call the Pro Series. That's
all right,
up to...
Jim, I'm sorry, we got to take a short break again. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back and with Jim Newhouse with the door stud right here on HomeTalkUSA.com, the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. If we're not in your particular area, you can go to our website, download the app, or even go to the Genesis Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Talkie-ya!
Welcome back. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA. We're talking to Jim Newhouse with the Door Stud. He's given us a great some tips on his door stud product to hang doors efficiently, where you actually can go from two people from hanging a door to one and actually hang it. Again, you don't have to be an expert in helping the insulation, quality insulation that the door stud could do. But, hey, Jim, this next question, you know, I'm a general contractor by trade, and I know what's going to happen when I ask it. A lot of people are going to be tweeting and say, hey, you're a contractor. You shouldn't be, you know, you should know the answer to this question. But sometimes I have to remind my audience that I represent them, and I have to take my general contractor's hat off and represent. I'm like a lawyer in court. I'm representing my listeners and my viewers when I ask the questions, because this is the question that they would ask you. So I want to make that clear, because I know what's going to happen. My tweets are going to blow up that I can't believe you're a general contractor by asking this next question. So here's the next question. Does the floor need to be level to use the door stud? Something simple as that. And as a contractor, I should know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you because I'm sure that my audience wants to know. Does the door need to be level? Because it's always plumb and level, you know? Plumb. Plumb and square, you know? It's always plumb and square, you know?
That's a good question. I get asked that frequently. So, no, it does not. As a matter of fact, the product was created for that simple fact that most floors aren't. Whether you had a water issue or whatever, or flooring conditions change, it addresses both unlevel and different conditions in different rooms. So there could be a transition, like tile to carpet or hardwood to carpet or whatever. There could be a threshold or a step, a seam. So no, like your laundry room is a good example. So the laundry rooms typically have water in them. They dry out and the floors swell or change.
All right, Jim.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're out of time, my friend. I apologize, but I want to get your website in. It's so important. If I want to learn more about the door stud, what's your website?
www.thedoorstud.com.
TheDoorStud.com. Spell it out. Jim, I got to run. Thank you so much, my friend, and thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great. That was Jim Newhouse with The Door Stud. Hey, wow. This hour has flew by. We definitely want to thank Mr. David Rogge with American Ground Screw, and also thank Jim Newhouse with The Door Stud. All right. Another hour in the can, right here. This is Home Talk USA. Yay! Thank you so much.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.